KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 42 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for rain mainly developing toward the midday hours, a high of 47. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And we picked up 58 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours, just under six-tenths of an inch here at the KJAN studios. Messina reports 65 one-hundredths. In Southwest Iowa News, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a rural Red Oak man suffered minor injuries and possible hypothermia after being trapped underneath a tractor overnight Thursday and early Friday morning. At around 6:30 a.m. Friday, deputies responded to a reported overturned tractor with the operator pinned beneath it. They found 73-year-old Robert J. Jones of rural Red Oak had been removed from being pinned underneath the farm all 504 he had been operating the day before. Jones' best assessment was that the accident occurred around 4:30 p.m. on Thursday as he was rotary mowing and a tractor rolled and pinned him underneath the operator's station. He was discovered Friday morning at around 6:15. The accident occurred just west of a residence on F Avenue on private property. Jones was extricated and transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Fire and Rescue for treatment of what appeared to be minor injuries and, again, possible hypothermia. The injuries, they said, did not appear to be life-threatening. The tractor sustained about $1,000 damage during the accident. An increase in the number of persons serving time in DeCass County Jail has put a strain on available space and is likely to affect the budget for this year and next. That was the word Friday morning from Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren, who spoke before the County Board of Supervisors. And McLaren said because of a number of drug-related and other types of arrests, they can't house everyone who is court-ordered to serve time and have in the past sent prisoners to other counties, roughly at a cost of $50 to $75 per day to the county. Sending juveniles to other facilities is even more costly, as Cass County does not have the proper space to separate those offenders from the general adult population. McLaren said he wasn't asking for a new jail or anything of the sort. He just wanted the board to be aware his budget will be impacted because of the issue. Supervisor Steve Green, a former police chief for the city of Atlantic, asked if they couldn't just outfit the less severe offenders with GPS-monitored ankle bracelets or a similar device.
The judges have to order it, but we have them. But the judges have never ordered it. And they're aware that we have them.
What does it cost to monitor them for?
I was told, but since we've never used them, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Would that be better?
Some of the inmates certainly could do house arrest or something. It would be a case-by-case situation.
If it's a district court case, he said the county attorney can issue a recommendation to the judge on how the offender deals with their sentence. And McLaren says he can push to have the attorney make a bracelet recommendations for the less serious cases.
I can lean on the judge and or county attorney that we probably should start utilizing that more. I will do that.
McLaren says they probably only will have a couple of monitoring bracelets available at this time, but he can always order more. Figuring out how to monitor a given number of persons outfitted with the devices, though, might become an issue.
I don't know how we'd monitor it. I don't think it would be terribly difficult. I don't know if we could have jail staff monitor it. It might be tricky to set the policy just because I don't really want to text in the middle of the night if they left their house. Setting it up on all the deputies' phones would be difficult.
And McLaren says that the jail overcrowding isn't strictly a Cass County problem. Many counties are experiencing overcrowding and are forced to send their inmates elsewhere if space is available, but it isn't free. Some jails, like those in Cass and Union County, have to send their female inmates to another county jail, which is able to house those particular inmates. Other counties have built new jails to deal with the matter, such as Adair, Mills, and Montgomery counties, whose jails have higher capacity to house inmates. McLaren says the courts are simply putting more people on probation to try and deal with the issue.
With the district court only meeting twice a month, that means that we have to hold them longer before they can even see a district court judge. And the courts saved money, but the locals didn't.
While work on some of the rural bridges in Cass County continues, County Engineer Charles Bechtold told the Board of Supervisors Friday that bridge number 134 by Messina was poured a couple of weeks ago and the railings have been installed. It should be open in a couple of weeks. Bridge number 17 in the southern part of the county is scheduled to have a deck poured next Wednesday, weather permitting.
We've got two bridges still under design in-house. Dennis is doing a really good job on that, getting a little overtime in because they're due last Wednesday, the 25th, he had to get stuff in. He got them done. Bridge 433 up on Olive Street, we subcontract that out because we're trying to get that done in November. We still have the staff to do it. They gave us a quote that's pretty decent.
Bechtold said also they're having a hard time getting quality gravel. Atlantic's gravel pit, he said, was shut down, and they're having to pull rock out of other more distant quarries.
Right now, we're pulling out of Senate. Corning and Jefferson quarries all out of the county.
It costs about $3 per ton to haul it if it comes from Atlantic, but around $4 per ton elsewhere. And it takes about 250 tons of rock and $4,000 to gravel 1 mile of road. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Irma Larson, age 89, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Irma Larson will be today at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Brad Yarger, age 65, of Centerton, Arkansas, died April 21st at Mercy Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. Funeral services for Brad Yarger will be today at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Lucille Bentley, age 98, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Memorial services for Lucille Bentley will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Recon V Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Leon Lundy, age 78, of Greenfield, died April 20th at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A celebration of life for Leon Lundy will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Alice Bixler, age 94, of Anita and formerly of Atlantic, died February 7th at the Cascali Hospital. Graveside services for Alice Bixler will be today at 11:30 at the Carl Cemetery in Carl. Pearson Family Funeral Service of Corning has the arrangements. Delbert Cy Bulwer, age 83, of Panora, died Monday at Panora Specialty Care. Memorial services for Delbert Bulwer will be at noon today at the Church of Christ in Yale. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Brian Rutherford, age 58, of Atlantic, died April 9th. A celebration of life potluck for Brian Rutherford will be at noon on Sunday at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Margaret Lowry, age 78, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. A celebration of life service for Margaret Lowry will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Keith Robinson, age 87, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Keith Boyd Robinson will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. William Edward Griner, age 85, of Panama, died Thursday at his home. A massive Christian burial for William Griner will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gordon Nyland, age 79, of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor. Memorial services for Gordon Nyland will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Recon V Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Kenneth Miller, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Kenneth Miller are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Dorothy Fromm, age 95, of Manning, died this morning at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Services for Dorothy Fromm are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.